for force.
La mayor alegría que podemos tener es darle alegría.
The greatest joy that we can have is to give contentment and joy to the Creator. And the Creator's joy is probably the connection between us. So let's maintain the connection between us, and then we too will be happy, and the Creator will be happy.
Esta fiesta que vivimos ahora sea para ti, Creador.
This celebration we feel now is for you, Creator. It's for you to thank you. The mercy, the love is because you hold us every day to be worthy as we are connected to you hand in hand.
Alex, explain something to us.
Hola amigos.
Hello friends.
Y agradecimiento. La alegría.
It's a huge excitement and gratitude and joy of having it in. First of all, we want to thank God for taking us by the hand into the new state. Go ahead, Carlos. Carlos, now that the Kli has made the inner work and outer work, where every effort of a friend will be only to bestow to the Creator, with what intention should we begin the Congress and be in this lesson?
Rab, ¿con qué intención debemos entrar y mantener?
Rav, with what intention should we enter into the Congress and be in this first lesson?
In our Congresses, and especially in this one, we want to feel that we build a vessel of Adam, Adam Rishon, that we come back to that vessel, the one vessel with one light, meaning the Creator that fills it, holding it, nourishing, developing it, and this is what we want to feel. Everything depends on the connection between us. As much as we work on the connection together with the forces of rejection that lie between us, we don't think it's easy. And we already see it's not easy, but that's the work that the Creator arranged for us, for humans in the framework of this life, that we need to reach a state that we connect despite our ego, the forces of rejection, and we establish a connection called a vessel, where the Creator can be revealed to the extent that there is a true connection, mutual connection between all the parts that are opposite, broken, far from each other. As much as these parts, despite, meaning above, the rejection between them, from birth, from their creation, as the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination. If we're above the evil inclination, building the good inclination and connecting, then the evil inclination is for us the coarseness in our connection, this mutual rejection, and the good inclination is bringing us connection. And so we, as much as the connection is increasing above separation, this is how we build the vessel and we discover the Creator in the relation between separation and connection. And accordingly, we discover Him and the forces of Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida in 120 degrees that lie before us. This is how we rise and rise until the final correction of the vessel, as we come to a system which is entirely connected in all its parts, and we are all feeling ourselves existing in one network, as one man in one heart, and this is our work. However, even if we're not in a feeling of the work, still, we are happy that we have this work, that the Creator chose us, that for billions of other people He hasn't given yet this desire and ability to realize it, and for us He did. And we're happy with that. We're also happy because we're going together in the connection that is being prepared for all of humanity. Ultimately, according to all the theories and all the methods, humanity is always, in all kinds of ways and manners, wants to connect, but it can't, because it's against the evil inclination, against our nature, that connection. And we received here a method which is, maybe it's also not simple, but it's applicable. We can connect to one body, to one desire. Within this desire, we'll feel the upper force above us, the Creator. And that's why we have great joy as a result of that, and confidence. Because we truly are going in a direction that all of humanity wants, basically. It's only that it doesn't think it's possible, that it's possible, but that is, is it practical? That's not something we're sure. So that stops them from advancing. We have to show them an example once we attain it. And this is soon. We're going to have to give them an example how to perform such a connection that really exists. And how we, out of connecting, we attain spiritual life. Let's hope we'll succeed and we'll show that to the whole world. That's why we also need to understand that being a light to the nations of the world is also our role and our goal. I really hope that we, in this Congress, will already come to some kind of new feelings, new discernments, and that's not for no reason, because we, how should I say it,
we're
breaking down our tens and we're connecting again to different shapes, and from that we should get new discernments in connection, more subtle, new. And as a result of that, we'll understand what we really should do. So let's all of us go towards that. I invite you to take part in a more warm way, to get to know your friends, the friends that are with you now, as much as possible. It's good that we're connecting this way, together, in a random way, sudden way. It seems to be a very new thing, but with these people before us, even though we have seen them, we haven't been together. So let's try how to be together with them. How will we connect to the people I've seen more than once on my screen? Now I want to connect to them deeper, behind the screen, behind the computer screen, and also behind the screen that I raise above my will to receive. This is how, if we connect, we'll start feeling, according to the intensity of our connection, the place where we meet with the Creator. That is called the upper force, the upper world.
In the multitude of people is the King's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune. That he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the King. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
This means that we should try to get the importance of bestowing to the Creator from our connection. Upliftment. To be impressed of the greatness of the King, to get it from the outside. We don't yet have that. But each one that brings a little bit of that to connection gives his part, his share. And so, of all these parts, if we want to work towards the Creator, then even though our forces are few, are weak, the Creator shines on them, and we get a strong force of connection to such an extent that we can start feeling the Creator. This is why. What is in a multitude of people is the King's glory? Because it's the multitude of people, we discover the King's glory. His greatness and importance all only depend on the multitude of people. Multitude of people is not only about the amount. Even though we gather, despite all the limitations we have, we gather in great amounts. There is no greater group in this world that thinks about connecting in order to discover the Creator, to give Him contentment by that. And this is how we hope, we really hope, that will advance towards.
Bakasha.
Hola, Rab.
Hola.
Qué más lindo.
Hello,
Rab.
Hello.
Todo el día en este camino de alegría y esta atmósfera de otorgamiento que nombra el texto.
It's so great to. I wish we could be like that all day, enjoy on this path. In the new 10 that we're working in the Congress, how can I serve my new friends as if I am serving the King? Thank you, Av.
You should come closer mentally and in your heart. Come closer to your friends and you'll see how your heart becomes broader and is filled with joy and confidence, and your brain becomes sharper and sharper, and you suddenly feel that you're incorporated with the hearts and the brains of your friends. And then you grow. You're inflating by their forces in your mind and heart, in your heart and mind. And then there is no limit to the extent that you can attain, you can feel. Everything depends on how much you give your friends to go into yourself, as much as you yearn to connect to them. This work is internal work, emotional work. Try to just be in that, to forget about yourself and to only be in them, in all of them. And then you'll see how much you suddenly attain a new vessel, both in the desire and in the thought.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Se un mio amico viene ricompensato e io sento piacere in questo, questo è un piacere spirituale?
If my friend is rewarded and I feel joy with him, what he was rewarded with, is this spiritual joy? Is this
It's already spirituality, even though you don't yet feel what you attain by your connection. But the connection is there already. It's just not in a level that you can feel that you're connected in a way that the Creator can be revealed between you. But it's on the way. It's already spiritual. It's already in you. And that's already your attainment and your reward. But that you already practically build your spiritual vessel. Try to be as connected as possible to the friends so that the Creator will have room to be revealed between us. Okay. Other friends, women can also ask.
No.
Okay. Let's start to get warm. We're not yet there. Oh, we have Russia 23 women.
Hello, dear teacher and world clay. How can we, in the Newton, reach in the shortest time to a state where we appreciate the environment?
Make an effort in your heart with a clear notion that by yourself you will not attain. Only together, as you connect and you want to embrace the Creator in the connection between you, then you will be able to attain such a connection and the Creator will be revealed between you. You already have preparations, and I'm certain that you are capable. I'm certain you can. Just understand that this is the work now, between you all, between women, men, it doesn't matter. In all the groups you are now in, what you need now is to aim your hearts to connection, and in a much stronger way than you used to be previously in the connection in your tents. It's a very, very special opportunity.
Number two, Obash writes, each of them had a spark of love of others.
Them is my friends.
But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each one. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame.
This is when Kabbalists started to discover where they are, in what world they are, in what system they are, how they're connected between themselves. So they discovered that in order to discover the force that governs them, upper force, they need to connect. They discovered that it doesn't come from above. It comes when a person searches and bit by bit he discovers. This is how we need to see that this happened for many years. And today we already accept this method. We receive it in a completed practical way. That's why this is what Kabbalists discovered, that there was a vessel, one big vessel, a big desire the Creator has created called Adam, according to its purpose to resemble the Creator. And this desire broke to pieces. We see results of that in the universe, things that are happening, all kinds of actions of explosion and dispersion, and then collection and connection. That's why this is what happens to us. That's why Rabash writes to us that many sparks, there are many sparks of love of others. Each of them had a spark of love of others. It was love of others, but it exploded, and each of them has only a small spark. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each of them, in each. So a person would feel that he really has a tendency towards the Creator. That's why. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. And then they reached the solution that if we all connect, and each of us has a point in the heart, then from these points, there is a flame. And then we will be able, by that, to connect to the Creator, to discover Him, and to feel Him. workshop here. So what do we need so that the sparks will become one big flame of love? What do we need, I guess, to do, to perform, in order for these flames to become one? These sparks will become one big flame of love. Each of us has a spark. That's why we don't feel that we're drawn towards each other, right? However, in order to connect these sparks together to one big flame of love, we need to connect, right? So the question is actually clear. The answer is also clear. What do we need so that these sparks that each of us has of love, and each of us has, otherwise, this is called the point in the heart, that each one has. If it wasn't, we wouldn't even come close to the method of Kabbalah, which is the method of connection. So what do we need to do so that these sparks will become one big flame of...
Hola, Rab.
¿Quién?
Hola, Rab. Hola, Rab.
Hola.
Estamos acá.
Hello, Rab.
De Argentina, la vasija argentina. Yo estoy en un costado.
We are here, the friends from Argentina, the Argentinian vessel. I'm here on the side, but the camera is all on all the friends in the World Mirror Congress. We're trying to fix a technical problem so we can speak from the big table. After the Congress in Israel, this is the first time we're physically meeting, and we feel that the fire, that there's so much excitement that it's unbelievable. Everything you're talking about in the lessons, we live it here, and this feeling, Rav, that we feel here physically. How can we pass it to our friends who are sitting virtually with us? Because
Spiritual, not virtual, but spiritual. You want to convey something to the friends? It is spiritual, not virtual. Virtual is your voice, plus translators. But if you want to convey something, it's only from one heart to another heart. So please.
How can I do that, Rav?
Open your heart as much as possible to all of us, to all of us. And we will feel it. We will try to feel it. Because indeed, there is only, as Bala Sulam says, there's a very blocked part in creation that we have to open. And then everything will flow in all the hearts.
Yes, we hear you. Rav, I wanted to share the new sensation of warmth we feel. Is this the feeling we should search for, a new kind of warmth? A new feeling, a new degree?
Yes, yes. First of all, the heart needs to open. And after that, we will begin to feel what is happening with the opening of the heart. What sounds we get, influences, what they are. We're not used to it. It's like a little child. When he's approached, he opens his mouth. He wants to grab. For him, grabbing is in the mouth, so he opens his mouth. Afterwards, we kind of lend our ear and or do something else, maybe reach our hand. So we will learn in this way. The important thing is to have this disposition, this leaning toward each other, and in between these leanings, we will begin to feel that the Creator speaks with us, with all of us, like a kindergarten teacher to her children. It is wonderful. You will discover, feel, and see what it is. One.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Walt Klee. I just want to share what we've got here. Friends from all over the world, but speaking the same language, of course. And after one round of workshop, the feeling is totally different. If you ask me whether we sit throughout the globe or at one table in physical location, there is no difference. We really started to feel each other, the warmth of each heart, and thanks to the organizers and to you, Rav, for this wonderful Congress. L'chaim bnei baruch.
L'chaim. English.
L'chaim.
13.
Eng 13. Eng 13.
Thank you, Rav, for encouraging us to open our hearts. I really don't even know what I'm going to say, really. What I do have a desire to express, as I'm sure a lot of friends do, the willingness of the friends to open up. It's really, really felt, and we're just getting started. I've had the opportunity, I've been a virtual student, but I've been to several congresses, and just to know that friends are pulling for each and every one of us through the entire world is absolutely amazing, truly one man with one heart. And like I said, I don't have any words because the expansion, there's such a desire to expand beyond limitation. And you can feel that coming from each and every friend. And we have nothing but gratitude to our friends, to you, and the Creator. Thank you.
The main thing is to feel how much we want to break the partitions, that we still don't perhaps feel ourselves as one group. We want to break them, to cancel them.
Bursa, Turkey.
Bursa, Turkey.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, dear World Queen. We have a great connection and atmosphere here in Turkey. We love you all. And the question is, Rav, how can we come to feel friends yearning, desire for the Creator, and how can we connect with it at this very special moment?
Open your hearts. Bring your hearts closer to each other as much as you can. Ask the Creator to cancel the partitions that He created between us. He created them. This is called, I have created the evil inclination. It's the evil inclination between each heart. So have Him cancel it. That's what we demand of Him together, all of us. We're crying out like a little boy, crying when he wants something. He screams. So are we. We want to cancel the partitions between us in order to connect our hearts truly.
Is going through now.
The main thing for us is to restrict, to shrink, to compress ourselves, to help each other feel the necessity to compress ourselves between us. So we come to a state of one man with one heart, to return to the image of Adam HaRishon. This is what we need. The more we have the disposition toward it, the leaning toward it, by this we will feel that we're getting closer from between us to the Creator. And we feel more and more ourselves more connected, and the Creator becoming revealed in the connection between us. Like with when you fix the focus, so out of the mist, out of the blurriness, some image emerges, a picture. In this way, through greater and greater connection between us, we have to discover the Creator, that there is none else besides Him. Only He exists. So out of all the pictures and all of the all the shapes and forms, we ultimately should discover the Creator. And this is what will happen.
From this world, seek a connection in the heart so that from the connection in the heart, you're discovering some feeling, a new feeling of unity. From the connection in the hearts, reveal a new state between you, a new feeling, a new connection.
Hola, querido Rav. Acá una gran emoción.
Hello, dear Rav. We're very excited here. The men and women from Argentina are here. The question we want to ask you is, what is this excitement, this feeling that has to awaken in us
that will bring us directly? That should awaken us, that will lead us directly to the Creator.
This is because the Creator is already in the connection between us, and He is inscribed, but we just don't differentiate between this illumination and discernments. But there are. The general feeling is there.
Through the friction of the hearts, even the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that Dvikut unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him.
Meaning here we have something very special. And Rabash explains it to us in a very practical way, I would say. The wearing of the, or the friction that happens on the hearts, he says. Meaning my heart and the heart of the friend are like two rocks. But if we begin to rub them against each other, we elicit a certain warmth out of them. And after that warmth emerges even a spark. Sparks emerge. Sparks of love already. Yes? And from these sparks, we can already begin to connect, to enter heart into heart, to cover one another, to warm each other up in all kinds of ways. This warmth that's in each of us. No one is similar to the other. And then when we connect between us and get covered and warm each other up, and this way we come to where the Creator is revealed in all the common things between us that are becoming also in warmth, also in the sparks, also in the wearing, in all these different actions that we, when we connect those together, then in them we feel the Creator. And then from this we build the spiritual partsuf, which has coarseness and a screen and reflected light. And this is how we feel the sparks, and from the sparks we reach the light. These are very special things. It's possible to feel them. Let's try.
Number 3 by the Rabash.
The main thing is the friction of the hearts and the warmth that emerges from it.
through the friction of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then, both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that Dvekut unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him.
We don't need to be concerned with forgetting or not forgetting. We just have to try more and more to connect in a connection that includes everyone. And then, by this, it's not that we forget, but rather we begin to live in such a reality. Until we feel this reality that we're connected together as the true reality. And the reality that we're living in now, here in this world, will gradually, slowly, slowly distance from us, from our feelings. And then we will simply move to the true different reality, the upper reality. This will happen, don't worry. It'll happen. The main thing is for us to make sure that we will have more connection and not separate. The barriers, the partitions are in our hearts, in each and every one of us. How do I purify, refine my heart from all those boundaries so that I'll relate to all people in a manner that my heart is open? It's very difficult. On one hand, there's a desire for this. There's even a feeling that I'm connecting my heart to his heart. And they become one heart, which is greater. That's on one hand. On the other hand, I can't hold on to it for more than a moment, because other people are missing here, for them to connect and for us together to make such an effort. If we were to be at 10, we would succeed. This is how it happens according to the laws of nature. How is it written here? Let's create friction in our hearts in order to take this warmth out. And in this warmth, we will burn all those barriers. So let's try to, with force, to wear our hearts towards each other so that they will enter one another. That's it. Let's try. Yes, the moment you connect your heart to even one more heart, you already know what the connection of hearts is, and already everything will go smoother and simpler and easier. The main point here that Rabash writes is that main thing is the first point is that changes there and it becomes easier. Okay? Kiev 1.
Скажите, а что значит, что вот мы сейчас вот этой 10-й...
Tell me, please.
трёмся сердцами.
What does it mean that we're in our new ten, that we're rubbing the hearts? How can we rub the hearts that will really build this vessel between us in such a short time? Rav, the time is right for us to perform spiritual actions, and I feel as much as there are tens here, random tens, that are doing the right actions, and they're really advancing, and their heart is really going through friction, good friction, they're rubbing good with the hearts of the friends in the same ten. And I didn't expect for such a thing to already be revealed between us, but I see that what the friends recommended we do was right. So I'm aware of it.
Ну вот сидит, предположим, вот сейчас Максим.
But let's say Maxim here now is sitting with me. He was never with me before, but now he is. So what does it mean that we're rubbing our hearts between us? Me with him, him with me. What does that mean?
This is considered that you want together with him to feel the Creator. Very simple, to connect in the heart until you reveal the Creator. Because the smallest amount of a plural is two, and it's enough to have two hearts where each annuls himself before the other, and between the two of them, the Creator will be revealed. I have nothing else to add. Do all the actions so that between the two hearts, the Creator will be revealed. Connection of the ten. We want to connect between us from 2 to 10, as many friends as we have, to connect with them to the extent in which we will reveal within us a mutual force of bestowal, a small one, but with one tendency, one inclination towards the others. I am sitting with several friends. I am bestowing upon them. I am bestowing to them, bestowing to them. And within me bestowing to them, I want to discover the general force of our bestowal. Also the others, each and every friend is also thinking this way about the connection and bestowal towards others. And from our mutual circle where we're doing this, we begin to discover that within this mutual force of bestowal, there is some upper force that arranged us this way, established us this way, and awakens us now, such that we will relate to the friends this way. And then we, from the love of friends, begin to relate to him with love of the Creator. And this is how we reveal him. As a result of our connection, as a result of our love that we have in the circle. And then it turns out that there's no creator without the created being, and the Creator is our connection. That's the spiritual creation. And this is how we come closer to the revelation of the Creator and unification with him.
Thank
you, teacher. We've connected from different areas, from all over Kazakhstan. And really, it's a very special Congress. We went very deep and quick into the Congress, into the general group. You said that we're going to learn how to go into spirituality when we switch between tens and friends. So why? What's new here?
We never tried this before. And we We didn't used to do this. I really hope that now we will do all kinds of such actions of connection. We will have still next lesson, lesson number 2. There you will have other connections. It could be. And then you will see the extent in which this is different and what a difference there is between everyone. And on the third lesson, you will discover that there's even a bigger difference between the connections. And on the fourth connection, you'll discover that there's no difference between any kind of connection, but rather everything becomes one simple connection. That's it. There's no more. We just need to open our heart to all the friends and to include everyone together equally. And then this is how the Creator is revealed fully, wholly.
Yes, number 4 by Rabash. Each one should try to bring into society a spirit of life and hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in society.
Yes, meaning how do I depict to myself that the efforts of the friends will help me too to enter into connection with them? That's my question. How do I think that my friends' efforts, my friends' efforts for connection, will help me enter into connection with them? The fact that I need to give to put forth some effort, it's clear. But the fact that they can give efforts in connection and help me enter in between them, how do I measure that? Value? How do I appreciate that?
What is it that I have to, with the efforts of the friend, I have to make more efforts? If not, I'm not performing the alvut. So what can I do to be at least like the friend or more, but not less? Because otherwise I'm ruining the alvut.
You're 100% correct. You're right. If I see that my friend is efforting, then this evokes in me also my obligation to exert. And then we very quickly, much faster, come to connection and to the revelation of the Creator between us. Excellent.
The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of holiness. And what joy would he feel then? Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body.
כלומר,
In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as it is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Meaning we have several things here. I have reason, and I am depicting to myself the extent in which I can go against my reason above it. Despite the fact that it's not according to my intellect, according to my feeling, and my rationale. Rather, that's not important. Rather, I am trying to go above that. And this is called to go above reason. And this is how we come to connection with the Creator. If I want to go above my reason, all that I am, and I ask the Creator to give me this strength, this force, I want to leave this reason of mine and to feel what it's to go above it. Then I build in me 2 degrees, reason and above reason. And then, to the extent in which these degrees are different, I have greater joy since I am rising above reason. And I'm asking Creator to give me this force even more and more to go above the reason of the body. So I feel also my rationality and how I can and how much I don't want. And with that, I'm asking the Creator to give me such a possibility. We need to turn to the Creator and ask Him only for one thing: connection above all the disturbances. For Him not to cancel the disturbances, but to raise us above the disturbances. And this way we will rise more and more on the spiritual degrees. Thank you, Rav.
Woman, Rus 11.
Now, women, Russian 11.
Здравствуйте, мировое кли. Хочу передать вам эту радость.
Hello, world кли.
Которое я ощущаю в новой десятке сегодня.
I want to give you this joy and pleasure that I'm feeling in my new 10 today. And I have a question.
Выше знания. Мы сможем вот преодолев.
Now to raise faith above reason, if we were capable of doing this and overcoming the fact that we don't know one another and we're together in the lesson for the first time, will we be able to succeed in this mission, or we will have to continue in working in this? You need as much as possible to cancel the partitions, the barriers, and connect between you. To truly be as one heart. As much as you manage to get done, you will. And as much as not, you have to see it as the Creator planned that for you. And with the next group, in the next lesson, do the same exercises until it'll be clear to you which face is before with you. What corporeal qualities he's revealing himself towards you. What's important that you're trying to connect to that which is ahead of you. Don't look for responses. Look for the extent in which you are giving forces to connection.
Yes. I would say this. Well, I recommend during the breaks or the states that you're together in the meals or all those times to establish a prayer. A prayer that will raise us above reason. A prayer that raises us above reason. That's what we want to put together. So let's write a short prayer. You know, 5, 7, 8 sentences that the topic of the prayer will be a request to raise us above reason.
Dear
Rav, great gratitude for this experience of connection in random tense. We have a question. Above reason, we take this state from the 10. And if we see contradictions, disturbances in the 10, is above reason connecting between these contradictions so that they will complement one another, complete one another?
Yes and no. Above reason means that I see everything that's coming to me now, that it comes from the Creator, and all the conditions that are being established in me now, I'm taking them as one in order to overcome them towards connection. I'm not trying to solve a problem on the same level that I'm actually in. I'm always raising myself above that, towards connection. And that's called that I'm rising above my reason. Okay?
Dear Rav, and if I constantly compare everything to my reason and hold on to what I already know. In the 10, there's a new lack. In this new lack, does this new lack help me rise above reason?
Always. Always the Creator organizes it in a way that it doesn't matter through who you get the questions. Those questions always call you to rise above reason.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, вот.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
По ответам семинара, как бы видишь, товарищи.
Rav, we have a new tenant. And according to the answers of the workshop, you can see that the friends are really great, and they have all that they need for themselves. What to do with that feeling? What can I possibly give them?
It might seem to you that they have everything and that they don't need anything. They need you. They need you. Even if you see them as whole, so they are whole only under the condition that you join them with all your forces. Otherwise, you weren't with them in a tent. Okay.
Santiago.
Rav, buenas noches. La plegaria nos la
good evening, Rav.
Para sacar chispa en el corazón.
The prayer helps us to emerge the sparks between the friends in the ten.
Yes. The prayer helps us because through those sparks, we will receive a screen and reflected light. And by that, we'll start discovering the Creator and the spiritual realm and already a new world. Prayer solves everything. We just need to want and to know what to ask for.
Number 6. The fact that a person is permitted to learn and pray and observe mitzvot for even 1 minute a day, that too is a gift from the Creator. For there are several billions in the world to whom the Creator did not give the chance to be able to think of the Creator for even 1 minute a year. Therefore, while engaging in the Torah, one must be glad, for only through joy is one rewarded with drawing the light of Torah.
How will we put together a gratitude to the Creator for giving us the thought to think of Him? The Creator sends us thoughts. A thought came to me to think of the Creator. How can I answer that thought that He sent me? Please, I'm asking you, workshop. How can I give the Creator gratitude for sending me a thought to think of Him?
Towards the end of the lesson, and now we would like to go back to the instruction and request of Rav during the lesson for each and every 10 to build a prayer that will raise us above reason during the breaks and all the rest of the times that we are between items. Rav said these words, I would recommend during the breaks and those states where you're together in meals and all kinds of such times, to put together a prayer that will raise us above reason. This is what